to Scherer, running through the centre. Quick 1-2 with Bruno. No play to the right for Calderon. Good looking move this. Bent's header, and it's 1-0 to Brighton. Darren Bent. Well, that was slick stuff from Brighton. They got the ball through the centre with Teixeira. Got it wide to the right for Calderon. And when the ball was delivered to the edge of the six-yard box, Darren Bent stooping low to head the ball precisely past Hakimi. And Brighton take the lead in 10 minutes. Darren Bent on loan from Villa the scorer. And it's Wolves 0, Brighton 1. Wolves with four in the box and more nearby. Five in the box. And it comes from Sacco. It's flat. And Bart's trying to get the touch. Bart scores! What a response in Molineux. 1-1. Danny Bart has done it with 3 minutes left. The corner delivered hard and flat from Sacco on the left. Brighton couldn't deal with it. Bart chested it down, then stretched for it and drove it in off a deflection into the corner. And now the crowd urging Wolves on to try and win it, but at least they're level with 2.5 minutes and added time to go. Bart has done it, and it's Wolves 1, Brighton 1.
Kenny, give us your assessment of the game of overall, what you've seen first of all.
I felt Brighton started better than us. It was hard for us to press their passing game. They, on the balance of play, deserved to go one up. I felt that probably 15 minutes before the end of the first half, we came into it, and from then on dominated the game. And our strongest period anyway was the last quarter, where we really did enough to score and should have won the game.
Should we interpret the quite comprehensive changes you made at half-time is that you weren't very happy with the first half?
Well, I was unhappy with some aspects of it. I didn't feel that, you know, we could press properly, and you know, perhaps it was inhibiting us. But then, you know, as we made changes, we went back to 4-4-2 right at the end with Clark and Dicko. Now, from my point of view, it's good to have those type of options where, you know, I can, after making a couple of tactical changes, have a really strong last quarter with Van der Parra, Clark, Dicko and Sacco as a front four. And you know, the game ebbs and flows and goes through different stages, and having those players available to try to get on top and determine and earn points.
Yes, the adaptability you talked about quite a lot a few weeks ago. Should you have had a penalty?
The referee on Noah Dicko with the goalkeeper, the referee gave a penalty. I felt then, realised he had to give a red card, thought about it, spoke to a linesman, and changed his mind. That's his interpretation of it, not mine, which, you know, he's entitled to do. Now, you know, I don't want to be stood here talking about referees all the time on those particular decisions. Some you get, some you don't. He did clip Dicko, definitely. Dicko definitely got there first. Whether then going round him, whether then it was a clear goal scoring chance, whether he would have been probably too wide, I would think, to score. Whether that just made him backtrack slightly, I don't know. We would have to ask the referee. But as were the decisions in the last home game, we accept the decisions. And we move on.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that one you will ask the referee, or you can't change it now? It's one of those things. It's done.
I have asked the referee already before, you know, obviously, because I know the press are going to talk to me about it. And so I've viewed the incident, you know, a second time on replay, and I've spoken to the referee. He's given a penalty, then he's changed his mind in his view and in the rules. He is entitled to do that.
How hard was it to fight Brighton today? Because they did very well for most of the game, even with 10 men, and keeping the ball, and I suppose filling the time towards the 90 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. But overall, we still had, you know, the lion's share of the stats, of the shots, of the balls into the box, of the things that really do count when you talk about winning games. So, you know, we had enough, definitely. You know, I know from where they are, they've had two shots today. So in the end, yes, they have a lot of good football and a lot of good players. I do agree with that. But overall, it's a game that we grew into and finished very, very strongly. I'm frustrated not to win.
And like you say, frustrating, I suppose, that a lot of the time was taken up by Brighton. They knew, I suppose, what to do when being 1-0 up away from home with the man down.
Yeah, I'm sure. And obviously, they have to do everything they can to try to get the points, but we still had enough chances. When you know, you think about the decisions in around the box, the situations we're in, the 1v1 where Dicko's through, you know, the one that's fallen to Danny Batt just straight after his goal, which he did very well for his goal. You know, we had enough chances and opportunities to really capitalise and win. But yes, so obviously, you know, Brighton could keep the ball. They have some fluency and they're very, very comfortable. And you know, we're very good at making gaps in, you know, and slowing the game down as well.